Ever since they announced that Diane Carroll was coming to Indiana Black Expo, a trailblazer, a groundbreaker, and I hate to admit it, somebody that I watched when I was too young when she starred in Julia and opened the doors for African Americans starring in a series. She's a Tony Award winner. She's been nominated for everything under the sun. And if they don't give her one of the Medal of Freedoms down the road, something is wrong. The incomparable Diane Carroll. First of all, congratulations and welcome to Expo.
Thank you very much. My heavens, that was a very long introduction there. Is that all about me? Was it? It doesn't feel as though it was all about me. But thank you. That was lovely.
I got to first ask you about the latest project, the TV series, was it White Collar on USA? They're shooting the last six, seven episodes?
At the moment, that's exactly what's going on.
Obviously you're in some of them.
I just finished one about 10 days ago.
Okay.
And I will do another one. It's coming up shortly. And it's been wonderful to have that kind of thing. After a while you're tired of people saying, will you play my mother? Or could you be my aunt? It's very sweet, but after a while it does become a bore. So this character is kind of a little more flaky than the straight ahead parts that are offered to black actresses after a certain age. I'm enjoying it.
I was just talking to Lou Gossett Jr., and he's working with Halle Berry on her series, Extant. When you see Halle, when you see, obviously, Scandal, when you see the Viola series that's going to be right after Scandal, and do you really feel they're following the footsteps you started?
Not just only my footsteps, but she must assure they are following in the footsteps, the same as I had to do. The road was paved by a few other names prior to, and I think that's our responsibility, is to do that. I think I'm more aware of it now than I was at the time when I was doing that sort of thing. But yes, we need to see each other as a race and female as we move along. It's very helpful.
When I went to your website and read your biography, it had all.
I thought you were going to say when I went to your wedding and I almost fell out of the chair. I was going to say, am I getting married again?
See, when you're here in Indianapolis, we don't deal in that personal stuff here. We deal in, this ain't Hollywood, this ain't no, we deal in professional stuff here.
Congratulate you, please, for staying professional.
But I saw the word entrepreneur.
Right.
And I said, entrepreneur with Diane Carroll, what does that entail?
Well, actually, many things. I talk about not at all. I don't do it for that reason.
Okay.
And I like to keep my business partners and so on and so forth. So, you know, like when you live in Indianapolis.
There are young people that are going to be listening to this. And what can they learn from the career that you have had? I mean, it is rare that I get to meet someone who is literally a star, an accomplished stage, screen, and television.
Well, that in itself is an accomplishment that I not necessarily made that happen. It happened. I think it's observing what's going on in the industry around you and acknowledging that most of the jobs are going to the white actors. And why? What are they doing that is interesting and could be made into a package that is easy to sell? We have to learn from everybody, everyone. We can't just, I think that observing people, for example, I'm happy that I had Marlon Brando in my young life to see that kind of, he was one of a kind, he was masterful at what he did, and the older I get, the more I realize how much I owed to people like Marlon Brando.
You have shared the stage with greats. Marlon Brando, James Earl Jones, I mean the list, the dynasty, all them folk on it.
I never had the opportunity of working with Marlon, but I have had the opportunity of watching him, and that was important. He was not a black man, but he most certainly was a humanitarian in his soul, and that was in his work.
And while you're out here at Expo in Indianapolis, you are celebrating a birthday.
Yes, I am. I'll be 37 tomorrow.
And I was getting ready to say, you don't look a day over 26.
And I invite all of you to my, yes, I'm going back to L.A. for my birthday dinner, and I'm very excited about that.
For my listeners that might also be 37, how do you stay engaged and involved and active?
How do I stay engaged and involved? I really don't know anything else to do. Okay. I've done this all my life. It's a long life. So I stay a part of what it is that I love.
She is the incomparable Miss Diane Carroll here in Indianapolis on her 37th birthday.
That's right.
As one of the outstanding folks here at Indiana Black Expo. It is an honor and a privilege to meet you, to have you in our community.
Thank you very much. I feel honored to have spoken with you. Thank you.
Thank you.